Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers. All hail the saviors of upstate morning radio.
The Rise Guys Morning Show, 93.3 The Planet.
Yeah, I'm out at Greenville, deep in South Carolina. Listen to the Rise Guys, mind smoking the ganja. Love to watch the Gamecocks, and though I listen here, I can listen anywhere. Yeah, podcasting everywhere. Thomas Creek Brewery, drinking all the Pilsner ale. False back on the Reedy, hiking on Swamp Rabbit Trail. Took me to my stash spot, next to church on Broad Street. Then checked out Matt Memory. Day mornings are so sweet. Cruising down Main Street, turned up the Rise Guys. Listen to the show, Fat Boy eats too many home fries. Me, I'm out at Greenville, home of Nana Stoner. Love we so much, pot gives him a boner. Say what up the Fat Boy, still like a dope boy. Sitting inside, eating entire pizza pies. Batman needs insulin for type 2 diabetes. Tell cause I'm up at 5 that I most definitely
Isn't that beautiful? Oh, I love that.
It's my new favorite, man.
Put that in my funeral playlist, if you would. 9.
Okay. I'll add it. But you can't be so certain I'm going to be there. I hope to be there.
I think you'll be there.
Thank you. I'm going to try.
You RSVP'd already.
Let's hope I'm not busy that day.
Okay. Hope you're not busy that day.
Something came up.
Well, hopefully you get the day off for it.
Yeah.
I would imagine. Okay. Real quick, one, you want to see that there's a music video that goes along with that song for P1s. You can see it on our Instagram page. It's at The Rise Guys. It's on Twitter at The Rise Guys and Facebook.com/Rise Guys.
Yes, you can see it all over the social medias.
Fat Boy does not like the video, I will say. He hasn't told me that directly, but I can just tell.
Yeah, he doesn't want to drive cars in space.
That's good.
You don't want to drive cars in space dodging big asteroids of P1 Pilsner?
It's awesome.
It's animated. It's really, it's awesome, really good.
Man, I like stuff.
Yeah.
I like fun.
I like fun stuff. All right. And then the other thing, if you want to see the last thing I'll promo, if you want to see the video of drag queen Facebook fussing, the full video, behind the scenes, the whole deal, text QUEEN to 72341 and watch it and share that sucker. It's really funny. It's really, really funny. Forrest Whitaker looking son of a bitch. Yeah. All right.
That's when Trisha Lust almost said a real bad
That's
word.
That's right. Fatboy
said
has,
most of a real bad word.
Well, speaking of bad words, Fatboy said that that we can say names here, which I love because I hate pronouns. You know what I mean? Like, I love that we can say the names. This guy's got something he wants to do, and in his words, he needs to do. Mm-hmm. So let's bring him on and find out what's going on. Dan, good morning, sir.
Good morning to you.
How are you?
I'm pretty fine.
Well, good. Pretty fine. I like that.
Yeah.
All right. That's the way to be. You got something that you need to, I can imagine as flustered as you are right now. I am flustered because I just put the shoe on the other foot and thought about this and you got something to tell your sister today. Go ahead and give us the heads up about what that is and how we're going to go about it today.
Yeah, so basically there's something that I, want to tell her, need to tell her, and I thought that this would be like a good public forum to help soften the blow because, I've been kind of toiling in my brain about it, and you know, wondering how to go about doing it. And once I thought of you guys, I was like, yeah, this is how I got to do it. Cause you know, me and my sister were from Charlotte and she lives there with my nephew. He's 13 and you know, our parents live about a half hour away. They live pretty close. We're all kind of in the same vicinity, but I'm in Pennsylvania and I come down, you know, whenever I can for special occasions and holidays and stuff like that. And,
look at that. We're going national.
Here we are.
Yeah, I mean, it's not too, you know, I mean, I've, you know.
No, I appreciate that. I mean, yeah, I really, what a compliment it is that not only when people listen, Jimmy, but when they move away and still hold on to us and listen, I mean, throughout, you know, wherever they're living or whatever. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, I was talking to P1 the other day, who still listens. He moved to Washington, D.C. last fall, still listens to us every day.
You and Lady Marine listens to us every damn day in Canada.
In Nova Scotia.
Yeah. Canada. Yeah. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Well, when you're used to an alarm clock waking you up, why do you want to change that alarm clock? You know,
we're like Folgers in your cup. Chunky, yep. Though. So chunky
we
coffee.
We probably taste better.
Yeah. all right, so... You know, we're trying to soften this up a little bit, like you said, but in the end, this is something quite serious to some people.
Yeah, it's not that, like, I mean, me and my sister, we're pretty close, and so it's not that it's something that I can't bring up to her or don't feel like I can, but it's just a bit different of a situation. Mm-hmm. See, my nephew, his dad isn't in the picture, so I kind of have taken on a, you know, more of a father figure role that, you know, so I try to be there for him when I can, talking to him a lot and staying connected and being like a man in his life that would, you know, be a, that's you know, good. Good role model, all those things. But one thing that I'm not is a good gift giver. Like last time when I was home over the holidays, I went down to Charlotte and, you know, we were able to spend time. Everybody was great and fun, and I have a pretty good job and make pretty good money and pretty much only have myself to pay for. So I was able to treat everybody to stuff like mini golf and, you know, Dave and Buster's and fun stuff. So I can be good, you know, help provide for the good times. But, you know, and then I was like, had to get my nephew something. So I was like, what 13-year-old wouldn't want money? Because he's starting to, you know, take money more seriously like we all, you know, eventually do, and got him, you know, gave him a couple $100 and he was happy as hell about it. So
damn, you need another second cousin by chance? I'm available.
Yeah. We're free.
What?
Y'all,
we have birthdays.
I feel like it was a good gift though. You know, like I, you know, money's nice and we all need money, but like to the, you know, something from the heart, money is not.
Right.
And so, you know, I was just kind of, you know, blah, blah, blah. Anyways, fast forward about a month. I got, you know, my nephew's birthday is coming up in March.
Oh, that's next month.
And, yep. And I've been wondering, like, all right, I got to step up my game this time. Mm-hmm. You know, what am I going to get him? He's going to be 14. And, you know, so I did step up my game this time. And I didn't ask my sister what I thought I should get him. I didn't ask him what he wanted because I wanted to be like, you know,
you want to give him what you wanted to give.
Yeah, and I want to get him something from me that means something, you know, all that sort of thing. And I thought of the perfect gift, and I can't wait to give it to him. And I got the gift, so I'm not like wondering if I should get the gift. That's not the issue.
I wonder what's going on in everybody's head listening right now. Like they're like, what is the gift? What is causing this Truth and Consequences on the Rise Guys? What's in the box?
Well, I'm on Truth and Consequences today with the Rise Guys because I need to call my sister and tell her that I got my nephew a gun for his birthday.
Paige's body language spoke volumes about that.
Like, I know. Because I'll tell you something. I'll just be quite frank with everybody. With these things, Fat Boy obviously does the pre-interview where he talks to, like yesterday, Fat Boy's day off. He was having to talk to Dan to get all the details and all this. And then he presents that to Nine and I. And Paige plays the role, literally, of the P1 listening because – it's good that way. And like Nine just said, your reaction to that, was literally, it spoke volumes even though you didn't say a word.
Mm-hmm. About swallowed her lips.
What'd your body language just say, Paige?
I think that there's going to be some controversy. For me, that's fine, but for other people, they're not going to like that.
Right.
Yeah.
A lot of people, that's you know, ooh, wait.
Well, he said she lives in Charlotte, not Asheville, so we're gaining some ground here.
Well, yeah.
We know I could be the other way. I was there over the weekend, trust
me. If you live, like, near Asheville, but not in Asheville.
Not in Asheville, but near Asheville.
The only issue would be, why ain't a 50 cal?
Right. Right.
I mean, if you get up toward Black Mountain, you know, why ain't a 50 cal? He wants a Barrett.
Yeah. So, do you know, like, the reason you're calling her today is, like you said, you want to soften this. I said that like it's somebody from Jersey, didn't I? You want to soften it up. But do you have an inkling of how she feels about guns? And because I can remember the day I was presented a gun by my father. I mean, I honest to God can't remember the age. I think I was 13 or 14. But I remember the first time I shot was at the Greer Dragway, because my daddy and my grandma at that time lived at Appalach right there. So we walked up the hill, down the hill, went down there and shot guns at the dragway.
Yeah.
So I know those moments. But how does she feel about it? Your sister, his mama.
Well, you know, we grew up shooting, and, you know, we shot occasionally. We weren't the biggest, you know, gun family, but we did grow up and we were very familiar with guns and gun safety. And so I don't know, but we haven't, it's not like been a part of our lives later on. So she's, you know, I'm afraid that she sort of distanced herself from it and she might flip out because, you know, I bought a gun for my nephew, which is fine and normal for me. And I think that he, you know, he ought to learn how. And, you know, I'm his father figure. So what I thought it would be a perfect, you know, kind of coming of age, growing up, time to take care of business sort of gift.
Yeah. I tell you what, I now know what everybody was thinking because they're all texting it in the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line 72341. What kind of gun?
Yeah.
What kind of gun? What kind of gun? It's all throughout the text line.
So what kind? Everybody wants to know what kind of gun. You know, I didn't want to get anything too powerful, or, you know, I definitely didn't get anything concealed. I got a shotgun. I got a Ruger, and I figured that's a real good starter gun. I spent about a couple $100 on it, and, you know, holds 25 bullets, and we got this, you know, it's a good shooting gun, close range, and, you know, something that we can both do together.
Well, yeah. You don't got a shotgun that holds 25 rounds. There's going to be a million people wanting one of those now.
Sounds like an assault rifle.
What shotgun that takes 25 shells? Everybody's going to want one.
Yeah, right?
Most of these guys listen are going to want 4 or 5.
Plus, for a few $100, that's not a bad deal.
Yeah, well, yeah.
Are you a gun guy yourself, or is it like you said, it's more of a coming of age kind of thing? You.
Yeah, I'm not a big gun guy, but I'm not a gun guy. I just figured that this would be a good thing for, you know, to make somebody feel like they're going from a boy to man state, you know?
When he turns 21, will you give him a Gatling gun?
Oh, boy.
Well, I can't imagine what the wedding gift's going to be when he finally walks that aisle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have some hand grenades.
Sure.
No, I'm kidding. Oh, man.
Well, I just hope he likes it because, I would hate to get him something that he's like, hey, what's this, you know? I mean,
don't want to give him a gift that his mother is not going to let him use. You know
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, but I already got the gun, though. It's not like, you know, it's not like, oh, he doesn't want the gun. Now we got an, you know, it'll be fine. But I just want to make sure it's okay with her because it's, you know, it's her kid ultimately.
But you've already bought it, though. So this is, you're going to tell her that you've already bought it, or are you going to tell her you're thinking about buying it to kind of test the waters a bit?
I'm going to be honest because there's no reason not to be, but I just need a little bit of help.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Okay.
Could your sister beat you in a fight? She got pissed off at you? Because she went in a fight. Cause here's what I'm wondering about.
She's better yelling, that's for sure.
You said you grew up shooting as a family or whatever. it's not so much that it's the gun as much as you're grabbing the reins of the father figure, and maybe she might not like that, right? Or is it a little bit of both?
That could be it, but I think she's, you know, she appreciates my presence in his life, and I think she values that. I'm just not sure, because this is the first time I bought a gun for my nephew. So
yeah, okay. And this is from a legitimate dealer. This does not have serial numbers scratched off. It is not sawed off or anything like that.
No, sir. No, sir. It's very above board.
All right.
It's in buy behind the grocery store.
Okay. All right. Hold on for us. We're going to take a break. We come back. You're going to call your sister. You're going to tell her, hey, my nephew, your son, he has a birthday coming up. Guess what? I'm buying his I've bought him his first gun. I've bought him his first gun. Okay. All right. Hold on, sir.
Yeah.
It all depends on how they feel about it, how she feels about it, the mom. And by him doing it, this is what I was trying to get to, by him doing it, he already knows how she's going to feel about it. That's why he said soften it a tad.
The text line is lit up with literally hundreds of texts saying there's no way it's a shotgun. It's got to be a .22. It's got to be a .22 rifle, not a shotgun.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how those work.
A Ruger? What model? Well, ask him off the air.
Yeah. I mean, you know, like, there ain't no shotgun that holds 25 rounds.
Can't be modified?
25 shells.
Is a .22 a shotgun?
No, it's a rifle.
.22 is a rifle?
Is a rifle not a shotgun?
No, a shotgun's a shotgun. A rifle's a rifle, man.
Okay. I don't know how it works.
Guess what I'm getting you for your birthday, fat boy? A book on guns. That's what I'm going to get you.
Well, right. You know, look, he said he's not like a gun guy, but, you know, it's...
Yeah.
Before you... You gonna get one for somebody? Maybe you should be.
That's true. I'm not a. I mean, I have guns, but I wouldn't say I'm a gun guy.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
It's not a Rudger. I just found out.
Rudger. Yeah.
It's not a Rudger. I've been saying it wrong. All right. We'll take
Spring
a break.
Filed.
We come back. Carbon. When we come
it's
back,
a bloke.
we're going to call his sister. We're going to listen on the line, and he's going to tell her, hey, I've got him a gun for his birthday. Holy moly. Hold on. It's Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt, Nine, Paige, and Fat Boy.
93.3 The Planet rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is 7:30. I don't even want to read the text line yet because I want to have, like, once this is over and done with, I want to go back and read the text. I mean, because there's a bunch of them.
Yeah, man, a lot of them.
And we're going to do phones right after this is over, so you can feel free to call in at that point. But at this point, he's yet to even call his sister. Talking about Dan. Dan has a 13-year-old nephew who's the kid's dad is not in the picture. Dan used to live around the Charlotte area. His sister still lives there with the nephew. And the nephew's getting ready to turn 14 next month.
Mm-hmm.
It's when Fat Boy has a birthday as well. I'll remind everyone, listen.
Oh!
don't you do that to him.
I don't know the specific date yet.
Don't you do
but
it.
I've, I'm going to talk to Daniel Bradley Llewellyn later and find out for sure. Now, he's going to call her and say, for his birthday, I have made a purchase that I think will usher him into manhood. I'm buying him a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's been some issue on the text line and back and forth about between shotgun and rifle or whatever. Both sides have presented arguments for both. There's a banana clip someone has texted in, and it's several have even tweeted about that you can buy that adds it on. I don't know what that means.
Drum magazines and stuff, but it seems like...
Why would you give that to a kid? Okay, I don't want to say my part yet.
Yeah, this is a .22 rifle is what he got here.
With the add-on for a .25 shot, though. Is that... I don't want to say how I feel yet, Paige. Stop pulling it out of me.
Ruger makes .1022 rifle that looks like that. Kind of that tactical look to it.
Right.
With like the banana clip kind of thing going on.
All right. So he's going to call his sister. And this guy now lives in Pennsylvania, right? Philadelphia area. This guy's making good money.
Mm-hmm.
If he could leave Charlotte and go up there, cost of living is like four times what I understand. So he's up there. He's going to give the gun and then he's going to go back home.
Yeah.
So he's going to call his sister today to tell her ahead of time that he's going to do this. Whew. All right, let's bring him back. Oh, man. I'm nervous Nancy right now. I don't know why. I don't know neither one of you. I just, I'm nervous for you.
Odds are this is, you know, this might be some blowback here, some brushback.
Yeah, maybe plan the cruise that you've always wanted to go on. Go to Hedonism for Christmas, because
sure.
Christmas might not happen now. I don't know. Let's bring him back. You there, sir?
I'm here.
All right, so I don't know your family, but could this screw up Christmas already? I mean, we're barely into this year, but could this screw up Christmas?
You mean his birthday? Or Christmas?
This gift,
or
this
holidays?
Phone call, yeah.
I don't think so, but, okay. You know, I mean, that's your job today,
yeah.
So it doesn't happen.
Oh, Lord God. We've already had to do web designing already. Now we got to do this. Family liaison. We're doing guardian ad litem and don't even realize
boy.
It. All right, hold on. Fatboy's going to dial the number. Here's what's going to happen, Dan. You know this. When your sister answers the phone, when old Deb answers, you talk to her just on your own, and then once you spill the beans and all this stuff, we'll come on and tell her that she's on the radio too, okay?
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Here we go.
It was...
Oh, boy. All right, here we go.
There you go.
Fingers.
Hello? Hey, what's up?
What's wrong?
Why does something got to be wrong?
Well, because it's damn early, and I usually don't hear from you this early, like forever, so something's got to be wrong.
Well, nope. Nothing's wrong. Nothing like that.
You're such an asshole. You know that, right? If there were anything else, you'd be texting me. What's wrong?
All right, well, are you going to sit there and break my balls? Or, you know, I'm just trying to get at something.
See, I knew it. What's going on?
All right, well, it's about Will and his birthday coming up, and I just want to run something by you.
Well, you're still coming down, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, I'm gonna make it for sure.
Okay, well, good, because he doesn't want a party or anything. You know, he just maybe he's growing out of it. You know, growing up. I guess it'll be just mostly family.
Yeah, that works. I'm going to stay for a few days anyways, and I'm sure we'll get to have lots of fun and stuff.
Again, you could have texted me all of that.
Yeah, all of that I could have texted you. All right, I'm just going to say it, just going to spit it. I got Will a present, and I think he's going to like it, but I wanted to run it by you first. And I already got the present, just to let you know, so.
Danny, don't give him a lot of money. I'm really trying to get him to learn the value of a dollar, and I'm trying to teach him that.
There's nothing wrong with money, but this ain't money. I'm not getting, geez, come on. He's like, he's my nephew. He's my only nephew, so I'm going to spoil him, whether you like it or not. I mean, look, here's the thing.
I can only imagine.
It's not money. Just tell you, look, I'm just going to say it, all right? I bought Will a gun, all right? And before
what?
I just showed up, walking in the house... with a big box, and I didn't want you to be surprised, like, what the hell is going on, but I wanted to tell you that I bought Will a gun because I think, you know, he's old enough, and we grew up shooting, and I thought that, you know, it would be a good thing that, you know, I thought it would be a good thing.
Danny, what? I'm not sure if that's going to be a good idea.
Well,
I want to jump right in here at this point because I'm not quite sure that even Dan can understand what Deb is saying. Hey, Deb, good morning. Can you hear my voice? We can barely hear yours. Are you underwater right now?
I think she's in a pool right now.
Are you drowning right now?
No, just woke up.
All right, we're on the radio right now. This is the Rise Guys down here in Greenville, South Carolina.
Oh, yeah?
We're live on the radio right now. This is no joke.
Surprise.
Well, you're not winning tickets or anything. This is Truth and Consequences. And Dan, and this was his quote. This is what he said. He wanted to soften this up a little bit because this was going to be something that he didn't know how you react to. So we're live on the radio right now. Please don't say the F word or the S word or anything like that, please.
Okay. Oh, my.
Oh, your connection is so bad. You must be in Lenore. Why is this connection so bad? Are you in the toilet right now? I got to ask you that.
No.
Okay, there we go.
Definitely not. Maybe I should go get me some coffee.
Don't move. Don't move wherever you are. We got a great connection.
Okay.
Okay. Now, Dan, let her know this isn't a joke. You're serious about this.
Ain't no joke, Deborah. I got Will a gun, and, you know, I'll teach him how to use it. And, you know, I just wanted to make sure that you knew that I bought him a gun, and also to make sure you're okay with it. You know, it's a gift from me to him, so I didn't want any of the, you know, I didn't want me to get him something that you were not totally okay with. And
how do you feel about that, though, Deborah?
Well, you know, we grew up around guns, and, you know, Daddy had guns, and, you know, I'm familiar with them, but I don't think William's never shot one, and I don't even have a gun in my house, so he's not really exposed to guns.
Well, that's why this is, you don't have a gun, you probably might not be the worst idea to have a gun.
I mean, Danny, he's never even shown any interest in it. I mean,
because he doesn't have he doesn't have somebody to even expose him to it.
Well, I know that. I mean, but I don't even think he cares about guns, you know, and he hasn't even asked for a BB gun like most boys at that age.
Shoot your eye out. Okay, I think it scared kids. You shoot your eye out. Christmas Story, you've seen it.
Yeah, Ralphie.
Yeah.
Shoot your eye out.
Yeah, that's it. There you go. Yeah. Now here's the part that concerned me, Deborah, is that, you know, he's going to give the gun and, you know, maybe shoot it around, do some target practice and stuff, but then he's going to go back to Pennsylvania. Like, how you feel about that?
That's exactly right. I'm the one who's going to be left holding that bag, trying to explain all of this and, you know, teach him the gun safety, and that's another thing. I need to get a gun.
We'll get all that taken care of when I'm out there. That'll all be taken care of. I mean, that's a part of the gift. It's not like, here's a gun that you never shot before, I'll see you later. It's not like it'll come with some training and we'll go shoot together. It's like something, an activity we can do together. It's not just like, here's a gun, I'm out of there. Like, what is that? You really think I'm going to do that?
No, I'm sure you're not, because you're a good uncle, and you've always been there for Will.
I'm straight.
I just don't know how.
All right.
I think this is something that we should talk over before you just bring a gun. And I think that
that's what we're doing right now. That's exactly why I'm calling you, so we can talk it over. That's what this is.
Yeah, but she realizes at this point, partner, 800,000 people are listening live.
Yeah.
Maybe she don't want to have it.
As soon as he figures out what kind of gun he bought, he's going to teach him how to use it.
You softened it a tad now, and then you can call her back after we hang up with you, and then you can, smooth it out a little bit.
I think a lot of it is Dan has a good head on his shoulders, but I don't think he knows that much about guns either. And I don't know that, I really don't know what to think about this right now. I really don't.
I understand that.
I have to think about this.
I know how to shoot a gun. We shot guns growing up. It's like driving. Just because you don't know all the makes and models of cars doesn't mean you shouldn't be on the road driving.
That's kind of hard to argue with that.
Yeah, well, yeah. Not a good analogy.
You don't know what a jaguar is, so you can't get your license. That's dumb. That's dumb.
It's a cat.
Well, you know,
feline. Yeah. Listen,
can he even get a certificate for this gun at his age? I mean, he's going to be 14. Yes,
I don't think he can get a concealed weapons permit for a rifle. He'd walk like peg leg Bill. You really would. That's the thing. The argument through this whole thing is it a rifle or a shotgun? People are at odds about this. No one knows. It's going back and forth.
Yeah, that is a good question. What kind of gun did you get him?
Got him an AR? No, I'm just kidding. He can tell you all that off there. Here's the thing, though.
He figures it out, he'll tell you.
Was this a good idea? I don't know. But regardless, he wanted to do it with you. He wanted to let you know this. And then I would just imagine that Dan's going to call you, Deb, when we hang up. Is that right, Dan?
I guess I got it.
Well, you don't have to. You don't want to. But I figure it might be good.
Yeah, don't text on that one. If you text me on that one, I'll kill you.
All right. I think she's drowning again.
Wow.
All right. We'll say goodbye to you later, okay? Bye, Deb. All right. Thank you.
Okay. Right, Danny, call me.
All right. Call her, Danny. All right. Thanks.
All right.
Dan's like, I'm Dan now. Quit calling me Danny. I'm Dan. I'm an older man now. I dropped the nigh. All right. Dan, you're tickled now. Do you feel like you made your over the hump with this, or do you think this has made it worse? What are you thinking?
I mean, you. She's not. She's gonna be fine, but it's not. I don't know. I don't know. I think it'll be all right.
All right. I expect an update soon.
Of course.
All right. Thank you, Daniel. Danny. Dan. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. I think it was Dan Marino we just spoke with. I really do.
And you know, they'll be perfectly safe if they go trying to put shotgun shells in a rifle. I mean, they'll be perfectly safe trying to put shotgun shells in a .22 rifle.
All right, let's not make the conversation that we're going to have next about that specifically, but how you think about that.
Yeah, I think that's been addressed.
How you feel about it, right?
People know something's up with him not knowing what kind of gun he bought. So it's more the issue of buying the gun for your teenage nephew, right?
Well, yeah, but I mean, he said, well, you know, he learned as a child, but I rode a bicycle a lot, too, when I was a kid, but that last time I got on a Swamp Rabbit, I was galded for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I sure was.
You used to skateboard as a kid. You want to go skateboard right now?
No Ollie's here, pal. All right, we'll get to your phone calls next. 1-800-774-0093. That's 1-800-774-0093. You can also text us, 72341. Or tweet us at The Rise Guys. We'll get to your comments, your interactions right after this.
Text The Rise Guys. Just tickle your keypad at 72341. You're listening to The Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet.
Rise.
1-800-774-0093. We're at The Rise Guys on Twitter. And then the CarolinaVaporMill.com text line is 72341. Getting your reactions to that truth and consequences. Here's a tweet. I have to word this in a way I can say it on the radio.
Yes, please.
What a S-wordy uncle. Give a kid a gun and then run back to PA. I'm disgusted. P1 White Gloves Club. That's what a lot of people are saying. You're leaving it on mom. It's another thing for mom to have to deal with or whatever. Maybe she wants to deal with it, though. Who knows?
Yeah, she didn't seem opposed to the idea as much as, you know, kind of the execution of the idea.
Yeah. Let's go to Roebuck. If you'd like, we'll talk to Mark. Hey, Mark.
Morning, guys. Morning, Dave. Yeah.
Morning, sir.
How's everybody today?
It is good. How are you feeling?
It is good. I'm well. I am very well. I just wanted to comment on the gun thing for kids. I have 3 kids, ages 16, 14, and 10, and they all have their own firearm. It's really parental safety and observation and time. Guns can be safe. Guns can be deadly. It depends on the amount of dedication that the parent puts into the training of the child to learn gun safety. That's why I take my kids every 2 weeks out to the range. We blast them off for about an hour, get a little target practice, and we go home and eat chicken. You know what I mean? It's no big deal.
What kind of chicken? Like fried chicken?
KFC,
grilled chicken?
Baby.
KFC. I like that. Them bowls are awesome. I had that idea 20 years ago. They finally mixed it all together. It's great.
Everything mixed
in the lids
bowl.
Are fun to shoot at.
There you go. Yeah, bring it full circle right there, Dr. Mark. Thank you, brother. You have a good morning. Take care of them youngins.
You too as well.
Please. But what if you went to gun safety training and the gun safety teacher was in drag? Drag queen gun safety.
Yeah.
1-800-774-0093.
Make it fun.
Bang.
But not too much fun because it's serious.
You go, girl. Watch out now. Let's go to Kenzie in the Emerald City of Greenwood. Hey, Kenzie.
Good morning.
How you?
Doing pretty good.
Uh-oh.
I think you should be able to buy your kids guns. It's all about gun safety, you know, keeping your kids around guns.
Man, I can't understand. It's being that thing again where it's the Bluetooth is killing radio. God darn it.
Killing our calls.
It really is. We have to say goodbye to Kenzie. It's more that... It's like Charlie Brown. Did they have Bluetooth back then?
Thanks to my Status Audio headphones, I was able to decipher some of that. As
what are you, an influencer?
Well, I wish, man. I paid full retail. I had a coupon, though.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, but no, it's just exceptional quality headphones.
All right.
I support him. I was able to decipher some of that. He was saying the issue is gun safety.
Sure.
Not the kid having the gun, but knowing gun safety.
Agreed.
Because it doesn't seem like the uncle's like that educated on it. Now, he might be, but he just, from what talking to him for 45 minutes, he did not seem to be.
He said that he was a gun guy. But again, what does that mean? You got a few?
Yeah. Hey, look.
Yeah, I don't know.
I know a little bit about firearms. I don't know a whole lot. Yeah. I can tell you that according to Google, Ruger ain't made a shotgun in 5 years.
Uh-huh. So it is used.
Or it's a rifle.
Mint and box. Or that too.
Or it's a rifle.
Who knows? I don't know. Where's Rob in area when you need him? I mean, he's a gun guy. He's a gun lawyer. Let's go to P1 Rail King in Hickory. Rail King, good morning.
Hey.
Hey.
This rant. Hey, how you doing? I was calling about that boy.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of it is the people don't know the nomenclature of firearms. And you hear people on the radio. They actually know more about video games and other stuff like that. But, I mean, I think it's a good thing that he should take that boy and teach him about a firearm.
Yeah.
I mean, it couldn't hurt. I mean.
No, hell no.
I mean,
hell no.
He's a child of a single mother, and he's got to have a father figure somewhere down there. I think it would really help.
Yeah.
And it's not a banana clip. It's a magazine.
Hey,
and
listen
it's,
here.
Not an assault rifle.
Listen, Rail King, that was my horrible attempt at humor during that. I apologize.
I think the kid's going to wind up teaching the uncle about guns.
Probably.
That's right. That's why I carry a bow everywhere I go. Thank you, Rail King. Have a good morning. I leave the arrows at home, though. That's the problem.
Yeah.
I'll choke you out with my bow. All right. Paige.
Yeah.
This is where we're going to turn that radio corner, and we're going to quit talking about that and move on to something else. What are you working on in the Plex?
Oh, my gosh. Have we got a rivalry for you? First, it was Nikki Sixx and Gene Simmons, and they were talking about Nikki was calling Gene out for lip syncing.
Yes.
Now there's something else that they copied, or Kiss copied, something from Motley Crue's tour, and we'll get into that story next in your Rice Guys.
Oh, they're doing overpriced tickets, too, then, I bet.
We'll find out.
That's the thing. they're getting on that Alabama trip, aren't they, Fat Boy?
Oh, God.
All right, we'll get into that and much, much more, I'd imagine, next in your Rice Guys headlines. Morning, everybody.
A 93-minute Rot Block starts every weekday right after the Rice Guys Morning Show on 93.3 The Planet.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.